Good morning, Gilmer Group. How may I help you?
Is Arthur available, please?
Can I ask who's calling?
Yes, this is Gabe calling, Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of what?
Bank of Cardiff.
All right. Can I put you on hold for a second?
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
Arthur Gilmore.
Hi, Arthur. This is Gabe, Bank of Cardiff here. How you doing?
You're right on time.
Yeah, just wanted to. Of course.
You know, I haven't had a chance to talk to Lewis. Believe it or not, he was busy all afternoon. He had to run up to a site for a meeting, and he's not in the office yet today. So let's just push this off for a couple hours, and if you wouldn't mind, just give me a call closer to 3 o'clock, and I'll talk to him about. I did send him a quick note, and he said I'll get back to you.
Okay.
I don't know the status of those two things that that. Company Egg or whatever. I just know the name. I'm going to try to get that.
Yeah, actually, I'm not sure what, you know, let's see here. What time did we speak yesterday? I did receive what I believe I received all the remaining quotes. Yeah, actually, after we had spoke, yeah, Lewis had sent over the quotes. And then
I said I needed to talk to him about it, and then he sent them over.
Yeah, so I have eight quotes here. We're looking at 8 quotes, and I'm just waiting for him to confirm. He wanted me to confirm the total quotes I had, so I just wanted to verify that it was 8 quotes totaling. I have $63,907. Does that sound about right?
That sounds about right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and I'll wait for his email to confirm that we. Does 8 quotes sound right to you, or has he been kind of taking care of that,
I know
you guys.
Gabe,
okay.
That's not the question I'm going to answer. I guess I put him in charge of it, whatever it was. The only thing is, I did talk to you, I believe, about a piece of furniture that I was going to add on there, but I think I want to keep this at $65,000 and or under. So I think that's fine. All I'm interested is I want to know my monthly. And I want
absolutely.
To know monthly as soon as I can. That's the
yeah,
thing
absolutely.
That I'm most interested in. Then I want to know what's the end game, you know, what happens after, you know, this, you know, is it a 36-month, is it a 48-month, is it 30 months, what is it, how much, and then at the end, is it a dollar buyout or is it, not, you know, I don't think it is a dollar buyout with you guys. I think it's just a straight deal. But those are the things. I'm right now the, you know, owner of the company.
Absolutely.
Fiscal responsibility. I need to know those numbers.
Absolutely. Yes. So, what I'll do here is
really
absolutely. Yeah. What I'll do here is, I will wait for Lewis to confirm that's the total quotes 8. Make sure we have everything. And then you said around 3 o'clock. Do you want me to have the underwriter here working the file call you, go over the numbers, everything with you there at 3? Okay, perfect. We'll shoot for 3 o'clock your time, right?
Hang on, clock. Yeah, 3 o'clock my time, and I'm trying to. Hold on, 2 seconds. I need to check.
Yeah,
something.
No problem.
Don't go away. Checking. Yes, 3 o'clock. I'll scribble that down.
Alrighty, are you going to be, I don't want to make, a specific time for our underwriter because he's not quite in yet. Are you going to be around until 4 p.m. there? Could we maybe have a time frame, maybe 3 to 4, in case he's out to lunch?
I guess.
Okay, perfect.
Just, do you have my cell phone number?
I don't believe so, no. Let me check my file here.
Okay, take my cell phone number and use
all
that.
Right. All right, no problem.
You can always text me and say, hey, underwriter's going to call you in 15 minutes, or he got delayed, or you're around at 4:30. I'm here until 6 o'clock or whatever anyway. So I've got flexibility this afternoon. I don't have anything except I got 11 o'clock and a 1 o'clock. So 3 o'clock till the end of the day for me is right now clear.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I'll go ahead and I'll shoot you a text kind of so you know when to anticipate that call there. And then do you want the call on your cell phone as well?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. What's the cell there?
The number? It's 516.
516.
971.
Okay.
7074.
7074, perfect. And so what I'll do here
sure,
is...
Can you just repeat that back? I just want to make sure you got it right.
Yeah, of course. I have 516-971-7074.
That's it.
Okay, perfect. And in the meantime, if you could maybe have Lewis just confirm that amount so we can put the specific pricing together for you.
He should be here in the next few minutes, and I'll text him right now to tell
perfect.
Him.
Perfect.
To do that.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I just want to make sure confirm it's the 8 quotes we have there. And then we can actually work it out later. As far as, did you guys ended up bringing on something already, correct, that we're going to reimburse you for? Or did you guys end up going through with that?
Talking to the wrong guy.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, no problem.
I think he spent 10 grand on a couple software seats. But, talking to the wrong guy.
Yeah, no problem. I'm sorry.
Like I said, I got back from Geneva, and he's been busy up to his eyeballs, and I've tried to talk to him about this, but we've been
no problem.
Mostly just chasing business and signing, trying to sign, get proposals signed. So we've got more work coming in.
Busy's good. Yeah. It's always good. And then one more thing for you. If he does confirm the total there, I guess it doesn't really matter. Well, it certainly does matter. I mean, it doesn't matter in regards to this question. Did you want to see terms for both, 36 and 48 months, or what are you thinking
yeah.
there as far as... Okay.
That's what I was thinking, yeah. Okay. I just want to make sure that I don't, overextend on 36,
right.
Meaning it's... I just want to know my monthly... I have a monthly number in there, in mind.
Okay.
And if it feels like it's fine at 36, I think I've run $2,600 a month. But I don't know what it I haven't done the calcs on this thing at all, and I know it's been ranging in my mind from first I said 50, then we went to 75, and now we're at 63. So
right.
I just want to know what the hard number is, and I'm running a number, but. Lewis and I, of course, we're going to look at the interest rate and make sure that that's squared up with what's competitive.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, so I will wait for the confirmation there, and then I will have the underwriter. What I'll do is I'll shoot you the text, like you said, so you're anticipating the call there, and we'll have him go over the terms for, 36, 48. For you there,
and Gabe, when we get all squared up, how long does it take to get all this done? It's going to be long and drawn out, or we can get it done in a week or two?
Absolutely not. We can get it done within the week, I would say for sure. Even though there are so many vendors, we'll get it taken care of. After if you guys decide to move forward, we'll immediately
Okay.
Put the pedal down and get this thing expedited for you there. When is PBS coming through?
We pushed them off a little bit to the beginning of August. So
okay.
We have time because we have some work to do in the office. We're rearranging some of the things in the office, and we're putting together a mock-up of a a plug and play 300 square foot branch. Kind of
okay.
Take it out of the truck, set it up. It's all automated. The future of, we think, one of the future pieces of retail banking going forward. So.
Cool.
And we're
going to
see
nice.
That on that presentation and some stuff with Wells Fargo that we've done. So that's out in San Francisco.
Okay. Very nice. Yeah, I will. I'll let you know when that call's coming through, and I'll wait for Lewis to confirm that number there, and we'll have the underwriter here. I believe Ruben's is the one you spoke to, who will be reaching out to you. So, yep, we'll get that. We'll get the ball rolling and make sure that you know, you guys are happy with the terms moving forward, and then we'll get this thing wrapped up if you guys decide to give the green light there. Alrighty.
Yeah, we do have. Please do one thing that we do have competitive groups, but I'm going to be square with you. I'm leaning towards you. I'd like to go with you guys. Please just make sure the terms are you know, correctly competitive, and I think we're excited to move ahead with you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely want to get the relationship started, and you know, if you guys have capital needs down the road, you know, you'll have that foot in the door with us. You know, that relationship started. So, all right. Yeah, nice speaking with you, Arthur. I will. Yeah, absolutely. I will have Ruben reach out to you between 3 and 4, and I'll shoot you that text so you know when it's coming through. All righty. We'll talk soon.
You have my cell number. Okay. Thank you.
You have the cell for the call. Yeah, no problem. All righty, Arthur.
Cool. All right,
we'll talk soon. You take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.